The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Hello, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday edition of The News Show. It's the 28th of January, 2020. Here comes the best technology news that's been happening, and it's coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Well, we're starting today's show off with a little Microsoft PR damage control. Now, you might recall, as we reported in yesterday's show, if you got a blank screen on your Windows 7 desktop, yes, the one that doesn't get any updates anymore, Microsoft was going to fix it, but you'd have to pay. Well, I think they're going back on that, probably because people are a little outraged. Yes, now Microsoft is saying it will release a fix for the black desktop bug, and it's going to be, yes, free. So, for those of you that installed that KB4534310 update, you're now in luck and not gonna have to shell out any moolah. The official statement from Microsoft is as they are working on a resolution and will provide an update which will be released to all customers running Windows 7 and Windows Server 2008 Service Pack 1. Is 2020 going to be the year of Motorola? Yeah, probably not. But that isn't going to stop Motorola from trying. In fact, they're ready to take on Samsung, it seems, by adding a stylus. Now, we're all aware, of course, of the new Razr phone that's coming out here pretty soon. We'll have a little bit more details on that in a second. But it also looks like Motorola's ready to give you a phone that, well, looks pretty much like any other Android phone out there. Got a punch hole for the selfie camera, of course. Only this one has got a nice little stylus sitting right next to it. And from what we can tell, yes, it looks like we might be getting something else from Motorola. Something similar to the Galaxy Note, it looks like. As far as the stylus is concerned, it looks like a dual-tone stylus with two buttons near its top and, of course, a rounded soft tip. There's also a little indent at the bottom of the device where it looks like you just push that stylus right up into it. Yep, all sounding familiar to you? It should. Only thing else we've heard of is a possible April 3rd release for this unknown device so far. At least it ain't April 1st. If it was that, we wouldn't even be reporting it. Now, staying with Motorola news and moving on to the Razr, we got a little bit more details coming from Motorola for you. These details is they want you to be careful with it. There's a new support video going around for the new Motorola Razr, which has not even been released worldwide yet. It's actually called Caring for Razr. Aw. It's actually warning users to keep the screen dry, avoid screen protectors, and also be aware of sharp objects and close the phone before you throw it down in your pocket. Why? Well, it has a lot to do with that foldable screen. Looks like Motorola doesn't want the same scenario that Samsung went through with their Samsung Galaxy Fold. It's also telling us, too, the thing might be a bit on the delicate side. So, yeah, for those Razr fans out there that just love throwing your old Razr around and can pretty much take anything, yeah, I don't think you're going to be able to do the same thing with this one. And finally, Google Drive. Fantastic when it works. Wasn't working today, was it? Yeah, a lot of you probably experienced this. There was a whole bunch of outages, including in the US, parts of the UK, and even some parts in Asia as well. That's right, Google Drive and Google Docs, they didn't work. And the whole thing started about 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's US time, by the way. And it actually lasted almost up to 2 hours. Although some people said they were able to access them within 15 to 20 minutes. Guess it just depends on where you were on the planet. Now, of course, we're yet to hear from Google exactly what happened over there. Why did the outage occur, and why did it affect so many accounts in so many places? Yeah, we still haven't heard from Google. Probably won't either. But hey, at least we know what a Chromebook user feels like now when they're not connected to the internet. Got a story no one else is listening to you? We'll send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Check out our official website at britishtechnetwork.com. That is powered by those fine, lovely people over at TSO Host. Need some domains? Need some great, reliable web hosting? Well, they got you covered over there. Check them out now at tsohost.com. Give us a follow, too, on Twitter at British Tech, or come by our BTN community over at our Slack room. We would love for you to be a part of the community starting today, so do it now, britishtech.slack.com. The new show, of course, we'll be back at your way on Thursday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 48 hours. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Tuesday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.